This is Flight Training the Way I See It with Mike Schiffer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Flight Training the Way I See It, the November 2024 edition. And we're in Miami Beach, and it's beautiful outside. We're getting ready for holiday season. I'm doing this recording the day before Thanksgiving, so the 27th, and you're probably listening to it on the 29th or so. So anyway, if you're doing that yourself, going to go fly somewhere, do that. Have fun. Okay, I'm making turkey, so anyway, that's what I'm making, as you could guess, right? And maybe a ham with it. We're going to see. But anyway, we got a lot on the show today. It's quite a busy one. A lot of things going on. FAA things, they kind of dropped the bomb on a few things to us, and then we have updates of our products because of the bombs that were dropped previously on us. So, we got just so much to talk about. So let's start. I'm going to give you an outline of today's show so you can see what's happening. The first we're going to talk about that we have wings credit for most of the power hours. Well, we'll talk about what the power hours are during the show. We've also updated the CFI online course with 16 new videos and more. Look at that. We've also updated endorsements and scenarios book with 10 new scenarios. So I think 8 new scenarios. We used to have 28. Now we have 36 of them. So I think it's that. But they look really good. And the scenarios are very clear. The flow charts are amazing. So we'll talk about that in a second. Then the FAA on December the 1st, there'll be no more CFI expiration dates issued. Now, if you have one on your CFI certificate, you'll keep it until it expires. But in the future, there won't be any. We'll talk about how we will do what was the equivalent of renewal or reinstatement past that, because we're getting a lot of inquiries about that. Then we're going to talk about how to log time in a sim using your logbook. So what to put in there. This is a big source of confusion. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk about the FAA and their release of 6 ACs, and I talk about the ones that matter to you, and I'll just go through them. There are links, if you have our PDF of the newsletter, and you can get that, by the way, by going to our website, going down to the bottom of the first page, the very home page, and you'll see newsletter, and you register for that, and you'll get an email with that in there. And so these links that I'm talking, all these things I'm talking about are in that PDF version of our newsletter, which is, and the podcast is a video version of the newsletter. So that's kind of how it is. And then we're going to talk about some pro tips. We've got 3 of them. So we'll talk about those. And sort of that's what we got on the plate. So I think if you're planning purposes, we're talking about at least 30 minutes to get through this. But 30 to 40, I think, should be about right. Maybe I'll be wrong. We'll see. I don't really edit this when it's done. It's just a one-time go-through. So let's talk about what's on the plate for November 2024. By the way, our last CFI class of the year will be December 2nd through the 8th, and it's a virtual class, but the that means I'll be remote, but the Palo Alto classroom will be open. So so that's kind of interesting. So we have about 5 or 6, I don't know how many people actually in the classroom, and I'll zoom into there, and then we have other people that are attending remotely. Now, so that's that. And the next class after that will be January. That'll be in person in Palo Alto, and then we start coming back towards Miami in February, and we'll be in Phoenix at the Buckeye AOPA's airfare, and that's going to be in Buckeye, Arizona. That's in February, and we'll be exhibiting there. So we're looking to open up a location there, so that's why we're there, and just to hang out and see what's happening there in Arizona. All right, well, let's get started here. So new, we have wings credit for most of CFI Bootcamp's weekly Saturday Power Hours. And if you don't know what those are, every Saturday for the past 4 years, we've done about 215, 216 Power Hours of various topics. Every Saturday from noon Eastern Time till 1 o'clock Eastern Time. And they cover things like deep dives into maneuvers. We're going to cover, it'll be too late probably for you to attend to this one, but we've got, because it's happening on Saturday, I think you're probably going to hear this on Saturday. It's a deep dive into the best handbook the FAA ever wrote for aviation. It's the 1965 Flight Training Handbook. And so we're going to tear that thing apart, contrast, compare, and talk about a project I'm working on to restore that document back to make it more contemporary, to change some things in it, images in it, and sort of re-release it as one of our own children. So we're going to talk about how you might be able to participate in some of that. That'll be fun. But anyway, we have Wings credit for those things that we get approved to do. So you'll know because the power hours are now quite large attendees. We started off with 8 people about 4 years ago. Then we got to about 20. And then as the years went on, it kind of capped out between 40 and 60, 40, 80 in this region, depending on the topic. And now since we have Wings credit, you'll see regularly between 150 and 350 people that will attend the live power hours. Now, those are all free to you. And the way you register for those, by the way, again, go to our website, cfibootcamp.com, and make sure you're doing it from a laptop. You won't see the registration using an iPad or iPhone. But anyway, at the very top of the page, the very first page you open, the home page, there's a blue bar across there, and it wiggles. And it's got log or click get started, something like that, at the very top, and that's where you go. And it will then drive you to the Power Hour page, which will then collect your email, and will send you an email at the middle of the week telling you what the topic's going to be and whether it has Wings credit. Then the second thing it will have is a reminder 1 hour before the show starts, and then finally, just as the show starts or moments before, there'll be another one, so that way you don't miss out, because the live shows are always free. To listen to the previous shows, you have to be on our membership site. So if you want to take a Saturday, and we're also going to expand those. So usually what I do with those is I open up the second hour. So I stop the show, and I open up the room. And I don't know how that's going to work with that many people now. In the old days, or even up to a few months ago, it was nice to connect with people that we know, and people would comment and various things. But with 300 people, there's likely someone is going to know how to mute themselves, likely that they're going to talk or be mowing the grass in the background or something. So anyway, that's what we've got going on. Now, these power hours, again, Saturdays between noon and 1 Eastern time. That's 1700 to 1800 Zulu. And then we cover all kinds of things like advanced ForeFlight features, the newest features of ForeFlight, deep dives in the commercial maneuvers, how to make better landings. I mean, everything you can imagine. Even marketing, we do some marketing in there. We don't get Wings credit for those, but there's things about how to market yourself as a flight instructor and just everything, how to set yourself apart. So all those great topics are there. We've got them lined up for the year, and we also have guest speakers as well. We have AOPA on. Their legal services team put a presentation together for us. We've had Gary Reeves, Mr. IFR Guru, and we've had SAFE, Society of Aviation Flight Educators. We've had a panel. We've had Hobie Tomlinson, who talks about multi-engine flying. And we've got, all that. And most of it's me, but there's quite a bit of it that's other people as well. So we collect, during that time, the show, there's a link in the chat. And you click it and put your email in there and automatically capture it. And then we'll know you were in the room. We can prove to FAA you were there. And then we submit all those to the FAA for Wings credit. That's how that happens. Okay, so that's kind of what that is. Now, in the video, in the newsletter, the physical or the PDF version, which you can get by going to our homepage, bottom of the screen, bottom of the page, you'll find a link there to sign up for the newsletter. It has a link to the Power Hour presentation that I'm looking at right now, so I know it's in there. Okay, moving on. We have updated our online CFI course with 16 new videos. I promise we're going to get to the FA stuff here in a second, so I'm not just talking about us. Well, I am, but we'll talk more about that in a minute. So there, if you have our online course, you'll notice that later, it won't be very much longer, though, that the course will be updated with 16, I think there's probably 17 or 18 now, videos that I redid. And they're very, they align with the new ACS, they align with the new AC, ACs that caught us off guard here not too long ago. And we talk about, there's a whole new lesson there on teaching airspace, using ForeFlight, and it's quite good. People really like that. We integrated all the rule changes with the flight instructor rules that are coming out in December. Basic Med, that's now changed. And we also took the workbook and all the assessments, and we embedded them in each lesson. So it's all part of the course now. So everything's in there that you need. Click it, download it, fill it out, whatever you want to do with it. All right, so there's that. We also updated the sport pilot regulations. There's so much that was updated there. And there's more coming. I've done a few maneuvers. Some of the power hours, I did a really deep dive into 8-some pylons. And I went through the entire thing because most people don't really understand that maneuver. And so I did a huge thing on that. And that's in the course as well. But it's been reformatted to fit in the course. So there's that, including the mathematics behind it. So I think that's in there. But it's definitely in the power hour. Okay, so we've got that. So you can expect that real soon. And if you're listening to this between Thanksgiving, the end of that, so the evening, and Cyber Monday, if you go to a shopping cart, I think you'll find that it's there. And if it's not there, you'll get access to the new one just as soon as it's ready, which is not going to be long. We've also updated the Endorsements and Scenarios book, which is an amazing book. It's probably one of my best accomplishments. So we get these questions all the time. How do we take someone from like glider, commercial to commercial airplane, single engine land? Where's the training? What are the hours? What are this? What are that for it? And so we made these scenarios, and then we gave descriptive text of like what to do. And then we made a flowchart which walks through all the regulations. So if you get it wrong, you'll see where you got it wrong. And you go like, oh, okay, I didn't get that. So this can save a lot of time and money because this thing, you can imagine, the only way you're going to be able to test yourself and see if you got your scenario right that you posed yourself or someone, if you're sitting in front of someone who knows and they tell you, yes, you got it right or wrong. Otherwise, you really don't know. You might be fairly clear and say, yeah, I think so, but you don't know for sure. But with this book, you'll know. So we included a lot of the extra things. So we put in the new flight instructor regulations to meet recent experience requirements and reinstatements. We completely remastered all of the flowcharts and made them, colorized them a little bit and gave them some more texture and just easier to follow. And so I think that's a real good thing. So anyway, that's available this week. So on Thanksgiving evening, all this stuff should be uploaded to the shopping cart. If it's not, and you purchased the previous one, which is fine to do, the one that's in there at this moment, then we're going to send you the new one anyway. So if it's a day or two late or whatever the case is, we'll be doing that. We also have updated, I didn't know these were going to be out, but it looks like we're going to have all of the lesson plans updated with the new ACS stuff, and that should be this week as well. I made the last touches on those, and I didn't know if they were going to get done through formatting yet, but it turns out that it looks like they're going to. And again, if you buy those now, even if they're the ones that are currently in the shopping cart, then you'll get the new ones for a year. So whatever we do with them for a year, you get. So you'll get that as well. Okay, in the meantime, let's go. So let's talk about what the FAA did. All right, they did a lot of things, but one thing they did was they published the final rule for no expiration dates for CFIs and additional ways to qualify to teach initial first-time CFI applicants. So this becomes effective December the 1st, 2024. So, and by the way, an important one. If you got to use IACRA somehow to meet these experience requirements, and IACRA is not quite ready for prime time, so they're doing a massive update to IACRA. I wouldn't say massive. They're doing an update to reflect these changes and others on December the 1st. So if you go to IACRA on December 1st, you're not going to be able to renew by recency of experience, anything like that. IACRA is going to be down for maintenance. So the earliest that you can use IACRA to do any of this is December the 2nd. Now, hopefully, most of you won't need to do it right on December the 1st. But if you go there or you find out anybody wants to do it, tell them it's not going to work on December the 1st, okay? So there's that. Now, what's the rule, right? So they rewrote the rule. The rule is there's no expiration dates anymore after December the 1st. Now, if you have a CFI certificate that has an expiration date on it, you're still good. So that means that you just use it as it is until it's done. Now, when it's expired, in your case, you're going to be then under the recency of experience requirements. So anybody who takes a CFI test, which looks like just about everybody now is going to be doing that in December or past, your CFI certificate is not going to be issued with an expiration date. What instead is going to happen is you're going to have to meet recency of experience requirements, which are very similar to what the renewal process was. But there's a few changes, so we want to talk about those, how you do that. And now the trick is you're not going to have an expiration date on your CFI certificate, so you're not really going to know. Maybe some months go by and you go, when is my recency of experience lapse? I don't know. So trick of the day or tip of the day, you can go to FAA.gov under the Airman Registry, And then you can put your name in, and then you can find out when your recent experience, it'll say on the Airman Registry. So you'll have that. Because all these things I'm going to tell you, to meet the recent experience requirements requires an IACRA event. That means some certifying official is going to have to review whatever it is or act on something you've done, like a check right or whatever it is, and put it into IACRA. So FAA will know, and that's how you'll know if you meet the recent experience requirements. So you have 24 months to do it, just like the old renewal. And here are the six things that you can do. So you can recommend at least 5 applicants for a practical test, have a first-time pass rate of at least 80%, and you can take that to an ASI at FAA, or that's an aviation safety inspector. You take it to a DPE who can do this, and then they can reissue. Or not, they can not reissue. They can put into IACRA that you meet the recent experience requirements on this particular day, and you're good for another 24 months. The second thing is you can complete a phase of the WINGS program yourself and then provide 15 hours of instruction over 5 WINGS pilots. And if you do that, then you can renew based on that. Again, that require all these things are going to require an IACRA event, and they're going to require the certifying official to do that. You can also complete a military instructor competency test within 12 months. You can still complete a flight instructor refresher clinic, a FERC. You can pass a practical test instead of meeting these recent experience requirements. And that's going to be, if you look in the flight instructor ACS now, you see there's a section in there for renewal. That's going to be rebranded to say recent experience or something like that. And that'd be the things you do. So it's an abbreviated CFI test. It's still pretty a lot to do, but some people renew on a flight test because it doesn't take as long. The other thing you can do is you can just take a practical test for an additional flight instructor rating, and if you one you don't have, and if you do that, then that resets you for 24 calendar months. Now, these all require IACRA. So now, if you don't meet the recent experience requirements, let's say you forget, and you come down to where your recent experience lapses, if that happens, the FAA has been really nice. They said we're going to give you another 3 months. We're going to give you 3 calendar months more to reinstate. You can't use your CFI certificate now because you've let it lapse past the recency of experience requirements. But we're giving you 3 months to renew by now only 2 different methods. You're going to be able to reset your clock by taking a FERC or taking a reinstatement practical test. So before it was only by reinstatement practical test. If you let the thing expire, which it did, then you could only reinstate by a practical test. It was just done after that. Now you've got up to 3 months to do that. In addition, if you are in the U.S. military or you're contracting to the U.S. military aiding in another country and you can't meet the recent experience requirements, they updated the special FAR to allow you to have 6 months from the time you get back in the United States to meet the recent experience requirements without having to do reinstatement. So that's kind of nice. They've done that. Okay, now endorsements, people ask about that. It's pretty much the same. There's no real difference. The AC-6165 hotel has been replaced with 6165 Juliet. And that one goes through how to do it. But basically, if you have a CFI certificate that has an expiration date, then continue to endorse everything the same way. So it's basically the date, signature, CFI number, expiration date. If you have a CFI certificate without an expiration date, then you're going to use this format. Almost the same. The date, signature, CFI number, and the recency of experience end date. And you'll put instead of EXP for expiration, you put RE, recent experience, and then put the date. Okay, got that, don't we? Okay, moving on. Let's look at how to log sim time using your logbook. So this is always a topic that is not very well understood. And so many CFIs and different opinions, you know, it's really time to set the record straight on this. My favorite things are flying on opinion and also CFI-ing or flight instructing on opinion. It's like, so people in a CFI study group, for example, which you should join, it's a Facebook group, it's free. The answer will be, well, what I did when I was a flight instructor was I did this or I believe it's this, but there's no real answer there, right? So we don't want to fly on opinion. I did it this way, so therefore, you know, it's not that way. So there are ACs, there are regulations, there are handbooks that drive what the right answers are, right, for most of this stuff. And whatever is not, then, is by legal interpretation. So stop flying on opinion. Stop teaching on opinion, right? So look, get the answer. Now, so this has been out there. So there's an AC, right? And it talks about how to log time. Well, first it talks about how to get a SIM, which is a full motion simulator, AATD, Advanced Aviation Training Device, which is typically what we have in flight schools, and basic aviation training device, BATDs, how to get those approved and what the requirements are. And if you go down into the reference section, you'll find out that that it talks about how to log the time. So that AC is AC61-136B, and that is where it's at. So in that section, it's going to talk about how to log the time, and it basically says you'll need to provide the serial number of the training device in the logbook. So you got to put that in there, because there's a letter of authorization required for all AATDs. They're 5 years usually, and then they have to be redone. But it tells, by regulation, it'll say on the letter of authorization what this thing can do, what's approved to do. For example, circle land is typically not approved. So that has to be done somewhere else, in something else, typically. So the thing I would say is to look at that AC, see how it's to be logged. Another thing in there I was going to bring out was you don't put where you did the approaches, you put where the SIM is located. So if it's located in Palo Alto, California, KPAO to KPAO is where it goes in there. And it's not flight time. There's no mention of flight time. So anyway, look at that AC, and that's going to clear everything up. But again, it's going to be later on in the appendix, Appendix D, in the reference section, D.3, if you're looking for the section, exact section. Okay, let's carry on down. We've got a little bit left to go. We're going to a little bit FAA updates here and then some pro tips, and we're going to get out of here, aren't we? We're going to do something. I don't know what I'm going to do today, but I'm going to go down to the beach probably. Usually go down there and see what's up. So anyway, it's nice out today. It's going to be 81, and tonight it'll be 70. So that's our typical summer pattern. Summer pattern will be 75, 76, 78 during the day, and about the mid-60s at night. And so we don't have to have air conditioner on too much, if at all. And then February comes and it gets cold. And then we have to have the heat for a little bit. And the iguanas follow the trees. Yay! So there's that. All right, moving on. I was going to do some other rant for you. I typically do. My favorite thing lately. I don't know why this is a thing. We don't do this. I don't understand. But anyway, I live in a place where there are a lot of tourists, obviously, right? This time of year. And a lot of them, and you know who you are from New York and LA, a lot of people. But how do I know that? Well, if you don't talk, I still know. Because lately the thing is, let's go to Miami Beach and wear a baseball hat with a New York Yankees logo on it, so you'll know I'm from New York. Or one has a Detroit Tigers baseball hat, the other one has LA. Or they'll wear shirts like Lakers. Jersey or something like that. Like somehow we have to advertise where they're from. When I go to like New York, I don't wear a hat that says Miami on it or something. I don't know. I don't feel the need for it, but it's pretty funny. And then also I know you because you have fresh haircuts. You have shorts, which we typically don't wear very much, and flip-flops. You love those. And then you talk about the weather all the time. That's it, right? All I talk about is the weather. Can you believe fill in the blank? Okay, let's talk about the FAA releasing over 6 updates to these ACs. And they did this like in one day. I was like, what in the world? So I don't know if you know it or not, but if you go to FAA's website and you go to FAA.gov and you go to the advisory circular section, you can subscribe to a section by email. So basically you click on the 61, Part 61 ACs, and there's a place that you can subscribe to that section. And then when the FAA has an update, any update to that section, it will send you an email. So that's how I know. I subscribe to a lot of those things. So let's talk about what they changed. And again, the links for these changes, these new ACs, are in our PDF of the newsletter. That's located at cfibootcamp.com. The very bottom of the page, you'll see newsletter and sign up for that. And then you'll get an email with the newsletter, right? And you'll keep getting them we do them only every month. So it's not an annoying thing, annoying email. The first AC, big one, AC61-65 Juliet. So that replaced 6165 Hotel, which is basically the endorsements, if you want to think of it, AC. So what they did, fortunately, they didn't change around the numbers of the endorsements or any of the words there. What they did, only the flight instructor side of things got changed. And that was because they had to do the reasons of experience stuff in the AC. So that was the only real thing that was changed. Okay, so don't fear if you have the old one. If you're not doing flight instructor training, it's the same. But get the fresh copy, 6165 Juliet. Okay, another AC that was changed, AC 6198 Echo now. It's currency requirements and guidance for flight review and instrument proficiency checks. I struggle with that word, but IPCs, that's better, right? So, yeah, you can go to that and see what the changes are. But they're making incremental progress towards, I believe, one day, the requirements for flight review are going to be set out as minimum, like maybe AQP-style stuff, where you do a certain amount of this, certain amount of that, and maybe do it in pieces. I believe they're going to set out the guidance in regulation for that at some point. I don't think that's coming anytime soon, but I think eventually it's going to get there. And this AC keeps getting updated, sort of pushing the ball towards that, up the mountain, towards that direction. So have a look at that. Then there's a new AC. So it's AC 61-145. What's that? Because we didn't talk about this, which I have to talk about. So Flight Instructor Enhanced Qualifications Training Program under Part 141. So what that means to us, what does it mean to us? It means that now if you want to train initial CFIs, first-time CFIs, before December the 1st of 2024, you had your certificate for 2 years and have to have given at least 200 hours of instruction in the airplane. Or you could have worked, you could have had 400 hours, recommended at least 5 people with an 80% first-time pass rate, and then work within a 141 school in their CFI program. Those are the two ways, right? Now there's a new way, all right? So they've disbanded that 400-hour requirement. So basically, you can still do it with two years and 200 hours, or there's two other ways now. You can do it by having recommended 5 people for a practical test, 80% pass rate first time, then you're instantly qualified to teach initial CFIs. The third way is to take a course, and it's called a FEQIP, I call it, which is Flight Instructor Enhanced Qualification Training Program. This requires 25 hours of ground instruction in a specific topics, and it's in the AC is what those topics are. And then there's 10 hours required of flight training. 5 can be in a sim. So, but that requires you to go to a 141 program. Now, so far, no one's been approved because it's not effective yet. It's going to be effective December 1st, and I don't think anybody's ready to go with that. So I don't think that's going to be an option anytime super soon, but that'll be another way to do it. So if you don't have, they're doing a lot of training, and you want to teach initial CFIs, you can go to one of these places. We intend to have one at some point, a FEQIP, and then you'd be able to teach initial CFIs with less than 2 years and 200 hours. And not needing to have the pass rate. All right, more changes. AC 61-91 Kilo, the WINGS program, the Pilot Proficiency Awards program. So there's information in there that addresses the requirements for recency of experience, how to meet that. Because remember, the CFI certificates don't expire, so you can use WINGS for that. So it tells that. All right, then the last one really doesn't apply to you too much, but you can have a browse through it. It's AC 61-83 Kilo, nationally selected FAA-approved industry-conducted flight instructor refresher course. So they've updated the information on FERCs, all right, for FERC providers typically. All right, let's get to the pro tips. We've got three of them like normal, and here they are. Number one, be sure you save enough time to conduct a post-flight briefing after every flight. It's really easy to hurry with your students and the students' flights and deadlines, but remember that giving a thorough critique, including how to improve, is one of the most important parts of the student's training or lesson. Approach each student in this case as an individual and suggest how they can improve individually, right? And how can they improve the lesson's outcome next time or as they go by recommending videos that are appropriate to them, chair flying, solo flight. Some people learn in different modes. They like to listen to audio things. They like to speed it up. So you might recommend they listen to the airplane flying handbook from Audible or something like that in 1.2 times speed. Or you might say, you do better with video. Here's a few that I found. But don't just tell them go to YouTube. Tell them this specifically will help you. Okay, there's that. Now, number two tip of the day. Students should be able to use a model airplane and describe how they're going to perform the maneuvers you intend to perform in flight before that flight. This gives you a chance to see how much of your briefing kind of stuck And it helps ensure that the success of the flight. Because if a student can pick up a model airplane and begin to explain, they may get some things wrong, but if they're getting the gist of it and they're getting like most of the points in there, then we've got a pretty good success rate in the airplane. But if they pick up the model airplane and they're sort of, I was just kind of waiting for you to show me in the airplane what to do. I'm not quite ready to move on into there yet. Again, they don't have to be perfect because some of the maneuvers can be complicated. But that's your second tip of the day. Now for number three. There are many underwritten rules in aviation, so many of them. Have you heard this one before? Don't push on the spinner of the airplane. Don't push on the spinner. This is true, but it isn't in any handbook or POH. The spinner is a solid piece. It's connected to a plate that's called a nut plate, and that nut plate's connected to what the part of it's a crankshaft, but basically that part of it that turns, right? So then the spinner is attached to that. By the way, the spinner's primary responsibility, why is it on the airplane? Didn't think about that, huh? Like, why is it on the airplane? There's nothing about that. Well, I think you might find it in the Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, but basically, these are air-cooled engines. And so when the spinner is shaped like a cone like that, it directs the airflow from the air that it meets into the nacelle, the engine nacelles there, where it can provide better cooling. That's the purpose of it. So that's why you can't fly without them in most airplanes. So anyway, but that thing is delicate. It's one piece. And it's around $800. So when you go pushing on that, tweaking it like this, pushing that, it's very weak. Those nuts aren't very big. Those holes aren't, because it's just a piece of metal that's being suspended there to direct air. There's no load, much load on it. So there's no reason for it to have a big, strong connection to the engine. So, but because of that, if you push on it left or right, which way you push on it, you're putting stress on those screws that are holding all that on the nut plate. And then eventually they'll elongate, and eventually the spinner will be loose, and eventually it'll be unairworthy, or they'll crack, right? The nut plate will crack. So you really don't want that. So don't push on that. But again, it isn't there. So we did write a book, it's a bonus book that we give out sometimes called Airman Etiquette, I think it's called, yes. And it's a bunch of these underwritten rules, like don't leave the tow bar connected while you're pre-flighting. The only time a tow bar is to be connected is when you're ready to move it. Any other time, it doesn't go. Don't put it into the connection point where the tow bar goes. You put it somewhere else, but preferably in the airplane. Leave it right where it was. I see people pre-flight, and they have that thing connected to go inside. And they forget it's there, they taxi with the thing on. Many things can happen, so you really don't want that. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these new underwritten rules into the pro tips until the summer of 2025. So every month we're going to have one or two of these underwritten rules that I think you'll like a lot. So that's what we're going to be doing. Okay, we're coming to the very end of everything. So we'll be doing the December show. It'll be probably after the Christmas holiday, or that holiday, any of the holidays. Hanukkah as well is in there, along with whoever else's holidays. But anyway, I have my Christmas tree up. I it's my favorite time of the year. So anyway, it's fun. I like it. I do all the stuff with it. But that's how far. I also do the Hanukkah thing too. I cruise down to Miami Beach at the Euclid Ellipse and hang out there and eat food and carry on, you know, all that. So anybody's holiday, I'm good with. So anyway, happy holidays if you celebrate such things to you. If not, well, you know, you got to ride it out just a little bit longer. Then we're done with it, right? And then everybody can get back to normal in January. So, okay, that's the end of the show. So thanks for sticking along with us for the 2024 season. And we'll talk to you at the very end of 2024, the December show, a big wrap-up of everything. Hopefully, I know all the courses, all of our stuff will be updated by then, and we'll see the result of all that, along with whatever else FAA decides to do to us. Now, they did release, by the way, almost forgot. I got an email the other day. The FAA is going to be releasing two new handbooks, okay? So one is the Balloon Flying Handbook. That's coming out in December, and also the Glider Flying Handbook will be out in December, those two, along with some maintenance things, but there's that. Okay, so that's all I have for you this week. Thanks for listening to another episode, the November 2024 Flight Training the Way I See It. This has been a production of Flight Training the Way I See It. News, tips, and opinions.